From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama, emerging from a meeting with his national security team Tuesday, repeated that there's no evidence suggesting a foreign terror group link to Sunday's attack on an Orlando, Florida nightclub in which a lone gunman identified as 29-year-old Omar Mateen killed 49 people.
It is increasingly clear, however, that the killer took in extremist information and propaganda over the internet. He appears to have been an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. As we know all too well, terrorist groups like ISIL have called on people around the world and here in the United States to attack innocent civilians. Their propaganda, their videos, their postings are pervasive.
Mr. Obama said U.S. law enforcement officials are doing everything to stop such attacks, but are sobered by the difficulty in trying to detect those lone actors beforehand. He'll travel to Orlando Thursday to pay his respects to the victims' families and stand in solidarity with the community as they embark on a recovery. The U.N. Security Council Tuesday unanimously authorized a year-long crackdown on arms smuggling in the waters off Libya, supporting the inspection of vessels by navies of the European Union to seize and dispose of illicit weapons. Operation Sophia is designated to help the UN-backed Unity government trying to take charge in Libya.
Cette résolution permet désormais de procéder de manière efficace.
French Ambassador François Delattre described the resolution as representing true headway in implementing an arms embargo on Libya. UN Libyan envoy Martin Kobler told the council the North African country is awash in weapons, an estimated 20 million. The Libyan government can request exemptions to the embargo in order to arm and equip its own security forces. This is VOA News. More than 40,000 civilians from the embattled Iraqi city Fallujah have fled in the last 3 weeks, with a similar number trapped in fighting between a government-led coalition and the Islamic State defenders. Those still trapped inside are believed to have access to little food and water. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei took aim at the U.S. presidential candidates Tuesday, warning them against undoing an international nuclear deal agreed to last year. The Iranian spiritual leader said, "We do not violate the nuclear accord. Candidates in the American presidential election are threatening to tear it up. If they do so," he said, "we will burn it." Presumptive Republican candidate Donald Trump is on record as calling the deal catastrophic. Dozens of French police and protesters were injured in clashes Tuesday over planned changes to labor laws that would make hiring and firing of employees easier. Police used tear gas and water cannon to disperse mostly black-clad and often masked youths. Several unions and student organizations planned the protests that drew tens of thousands. Strikes closed the Eiffel Tower and disrupted transport links. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Santo Domingo for a meeting of the Organization of American States Tuesday announced high-level talks with Venezuela in a bid to ease long-standing tensions. He said he expected those talks to begin immediately in Caracas. Earlier, in a speech to OAS members, Kerry signaled support for the Venezuelan opposition's effort to organize a recall that would remove President Nicolas Maduro from office before his term ends in 2017.
Venezuelans have the right to use constitutional mechanisms to express their will in a peaceful and a democratic manner.
Mr. Maduro's government is grappling with a deepening economic crisis, resulting in protests, hyperinflation, and food shortages. Amid reports, one person was killed Tuesday in food riots. Kerry also called on Caracas to respect fundamental rights and free political prisoners. The UN envoy to the tiny West African country of Guinea-Bissau warned the Security Council Tuesday that as the longer its political crisis continues, the more likely it will experience setbacks in development and economic progress. Last month, President José Mario Vaz's appointment of a new prime minister by decree sparked a constitutional crisis. A West African ECOWAS delegation is expected to visit the country with both the government and opposition. Global stock markets continued days of losses, with Asian markets Wednesday at three-week lows amid growing concerns the United Kingdom will vote to leave the European Union next week. Investors also, for the first time, accepted negative yields for the privilege of owning German government bonds. European markets fell 2% or more. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.